This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. The New York Times reports J.P. Morgan Chase is under investigation for its Chinese business dealings. The SEC is looking into whether it hired the children of powerful Chinese leaders in an effort to win business. The BBC's Martin Patience joins us from Beijing. Hello, Martin.
Good morning.
So tell us a little more about what these allegations are.
Well, there's a couple of allegations here. One of the claims is that J.P. Morgan hired the son of a one-time bank regulator who is now the head of a prominent investment firm. Now, that investment firm and then J.P. Morgan went on to complete a series of deals together. The second case relates to the daughter of a senior Chinese railway official. A subsidiary of the Chinese railway was then subject to a public flotation. J.P. Morgan was involved in that. It advised on that deal, which raised about $5 billion.
Now, companies hire people not just for their skills, but also for their connections. So just talk about what crosses the line from hiring somebody that just has good contacts and actually stepping into the realm of bribery.
Well, it's a very good point. But certainly when you speak to legal experts, they will say there's nothing inherently illicit about hiring well-connected people. In order to break the law, the company must act with corrupt intent. For example, if you get a job, in return for getting that job, you would perhaps offer some government business. Now, there's no suggestion that has happened here. And according to the US authorities, or certainly according to the New York Times, the bank has not been accused of any wrongdoing.
Okay, the BBC's Martin Patience in Beijing. Thank you.
Thank you.